Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Intelligence Report. It is now 6 p.m. This is the start of the Questionable Intelligence Report program. Other people will be joining as we begin. But I'd like to start off by saying, once again, I said this before, but I kind of want to reiterate it, just based on the events that have happened in the last year. If there is a person or persons that you have been not speaking to, or somebody that you've been estranged from for quite a few years, somebody that maybe you just don't appreciate enough, someone that maybe has been there for you and you haven't really been as good to them, or even somebody who maybe you were a little too good and maybe they didn't appreciate you as much, but you still love them as a person. Now is the time to say hello to them. Now is the time to reconnect with that person and just say, you know, hey, whatever our differences were, you know, like maybe we're not going to be as super pals as we used to be or whatever, but, you know, it is a good, it is good that we talk and are just, you know, square again, because it's really, really easy to forget that people leave this world really fucking fast. And it can be really, really sudden.
I was gonna say, I'm afraid to ask what I missed. I just got on.
No, I'm just going over the same thing I did when we first started, which is just kind of urging everyone to kind of reconnect with people that they don't speak to, that they haven't said hello to in a while. You know, that's just the thing.
There's a couple of right wingers that have changed over time. They're like become right wingers. I don't really want to say hello to them.
Well, here's the thing. If it's somebody who you just really fucking hate, or have just become someone you don't like, and I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about people who you've lost touch with, who you haven't seen in years, people that you don't hold any particular animosity towards, or maybe a relative that you do hold animosity towards that you just don't. It's not really worth it, because let's face it, none of the people on this show are spring fucking chickens.
True that.
You know, so we could be in either of those places. We could be someone who's been estranged from someone else, or someone who's done the estranging. The point is that if there's somebody who held a place in your heart, even if it's just to say goodbye to them, just reconnect with that person and say something to them, because, like I said a few shows ago, people that you care about just disappear all the time. For one reason or another. A lot of people have died this year. It's been really, really shitty when it comes to friends and family and even beloved artists passing away. So
definitely.
I just want everybody to really think about that person that they haven't spoken to in years, whether it's a college roommate that you used to be pals with, or, you know, your father, for example, in my case. Somebody, just make that leap. You know, don't let that person into your life if that's not going to benefit you. But just say your goodbyes or something. You know, let them know how you feel before they leave this planet, and you will never ever be able to have that conversation, because that's one of the biggest regrets that I can think of.
Yeah, definitely. I've been privy to it a couple times in the last few months.
Yeah,
cool.
I know that's your. You know, when I first said this, it was kind of. It was you in particular I really I was thinking about also, some of the shit that you've been through.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you before we get into that. Have you reached out to your dad? I know you haven't talked to your old man in a long time.
No, and I really don't want to get into that on the air. That's not really something I want to talk about. But
right.
His brother just passed away. My uncle Joe passed away in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And it's kind of given me a reason to say something to him, which I'm going to do, but it's going to be on my own fucking time. I don't want to really get into it. But anyway, we have Christy's not here which is kind of sad, because I do have some stuff that I wanted her to participate in. But I figured we'd play some games today. You guys up for a game?
Nice.
Sure.
I also wanted to bring up later Janet Jackson. And how
bring it up now. Let's do that first.
So she canceled her tour a while back because she had some health issues. And then she released a video saying that she was going to further delay her tour until 2017 sometime. These are people that are paid, tickets aren't cheap, like $150 a ticket minimum.
No, Janet Jackson tickets aren't fucking cheap.
You know what I'm saying? And she put a video up wherever and saying that, me and my husband, some billionaire husband, are going to start a family now. She's 49 years old. And, thank you for all your supporters. And all these people are like, so they bombarded her Twitter page and Instagram, I guess, with that's nice and all, happy for you, but, you guys are millionaires. I need my money. A whole bunch of shit. And, obviously, Janet Jackson fans are lively.
So their ticket prices are being basically held?
Yep. How fucking, not in touch are you with reality that you can hold people's money like that and say, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna get to you in a couple years. That's the audacity. So people are like, this one person was like, it was either see Beyonce or Janet Jackson. Now I can't, I couldn't see one, I couldn't see both of them as one or the other, and now I'm not seeing either one.
Right.
I can't see Beyonce now because tickets are fucking gone, and you guys still have my money being held hostage.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's got it. You know what, though? I've never been really, pro business in any real way, but. You do have to think about all the people in a situation like that that are, the trickle-down effect of that, which is that the promoters aren't getting their show done, and they have people to answer to as well. The vendors, who have labor and who are trying to sell stuff at these concerts these shows actually make a lot of money, and not just for the entertainer. They also make a lot of money for the venue.
Yeah.
There's jobs that are not being done right now. I mean, there's people that are supposed to be working on this tour that are not able to work because she's held the shit in suspension. And if you say, hey, I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia or something, and I have to figure out how to balance this, people are going to be like, okay, this sucks, but maybe refund our money or something. But if she's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not feeling well, and plus I decided I'm going to have a baby at some point in the future, so fuck you.
Yeah, how fucked up is that?
Well, that's
not right.
Who is it on to give the refunds? Would it be on the venues to give the refunds at that point?
Who knows?
It depends on who's already been paid, I guess. Probably if they bought it through, Ticketmaster or something, I would think that it would be Ticketmaster's responsibility. But then again, Ticketmaster is also really well known for making it everybody else's responsibility.
Right.
So, who knows?
By the way, that's the best thing that Eddie Vedder ever did was to sue Ticketmaster. Best thing he ever did.
He was right, man. You need to take those people down. But
yep. I mean, he went ahead and absolutely destroyed any goodwill that he might have had with that by making horrible music.
If he backed it up with good music, then I'm gonna go see this.
Well, that's
guy.
like besides U2, Pearl Jam is to me one of the biggest tragedies in the music world. I fucking loved the first two Pearl Jam albums. Like, they were pieces of art. I fucking loved them. I mean, even now I still get down to a song or two on the radio.
Yeah, right. Definitely. You hear it. Yeah, you can even listen to the album.
Yeah,
I don't really know what happened. Vitology was that
what happened. What happened to him is the same thing that happened to Trent Reznor, which is that he got fat and complacent, and there's no fire, there's no passion anymore.
There's no fire there, man. No. Trent Reznor is like a diesel dude now. But it's not.
See, here's what
needs
to happen. Trent Reznor needs to be completely ditched by his wife very publicly. Like, she needs to get railed by, like, the New York Knicks, like,
yeah,
in the middle of Times Square during the daytime.
Yeah, we'd have great music again. It would be like,
this
a
is, let me tell you something. Trent Reznor can't write music unless he's brokenhearted. Trent Reznor makes garbage unless existential angst.
Mm-hmm. It's so true for so many people, though.
Shit, that's true for me, and I wasn't creative to begin with.
You was that?
Say what?
I said that's true for me, and I wasn't creative to begin with.
There you go.
Yeah. Mick, I think that you're a lot more creative than you think, because it's unfortunate that most of your creativity has been kind of limited to sports analysis.
Right.
Like your Bleacher Report stuff, but you used to write some funny shit on MySpace. Like, really funny shit. You have a talent. That's one of the reasons why I wanted you to be in the show. Yeah, well, we all get fat and complacent when we're older. But anyway, so one of the games I wanted to play is, it's called Worst Things to Say. And I'll give us all scenarios, and we just got to come up with some worst things to say during those scenarios. So, like, the first category would be worst things to say during a first date. And Mick, I'm sure all the ones you're going to come up with are actually true.
Are real true life stories.
I know Mick has got a bunch of like, oh, I said this one. God. Well, there's always mentioning the air.
All right, so I'll start off since you guys need to get your creative juices flowing. What do we got here? Is that a Christy Peterson?
Oh, my God, I almost died.
Oh, my God.
Almost died?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Hello.
Well, the floor is yours, sweetheart. Tell us how you almost died.
Oh, okay. It started with an African.
Okay. It always does.
Why do your stories always start that way?
It just does. And here's what happened. Sundays is when I go out shopping and I gather coupons. I go to the convenience store. I get about, like, I don't know, 500 Sunday papers and cut out coupons and then just shop.
I thought we were going to have stories about Mick becoming a domesticated little bitch, but Jesus Christ, woman. What are you? Are you sure you're not a Jewish old lady?
Listen here. See, that's what white America fails to realize, that black people are more whiter than you believe. You know, we're more normal than you realize. We have a lot of us have good jobs. We don't sell goat on the street, you know.
I don't know about all that, but my mom's used to do that shit too. My mom's a poor white woman, so.
I save a lot of money so I can keep up with my lifestyle, honey.
No, I know. More power to you. I would rather die than cut coupons.
What? You're missing out.
I'm sure.
That's all I got to say.
I'm sure I could save myself a lot of money, but I just don't care.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence because, yeah, I refuse to do that as well, but I feel like I'm going to get to the point soon enough I'm going to have to start doing that, and it, like, makes me sad.
Listen to me. I have a more interesting life than all of you put together, and I click coupon.
Well, there's no denying that.
There's no denying that. You actually go out and do things.
Yes, I do. I do a lot of things, and couponing helps
me
do a lot of things.
Okay, finish your story.
Well, so this morning, I show up to the convenience store, and I'm early, like 15 minutes, because, you know, I don't know time. I really don't. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Either I'm late for things or I'm extremely early for things. There's no in between. You know what
right.
I mean? It's either I'm really fucking late or I'm really fucking early. Anyways, needless to say, I was fucking early. And I got my baby in the car and she's like, Mommy, I want some coffee. And I'm like, bitch, I do too. And no, I don't feed my baby coffee. But that was funny. Anyways,
No, just we.
Mr. Isaac comes out, and he's like, I have a dilemma, you know, and he lays it on me. And it's basically evolves to that his only son is a spoiled brat, and no, take the car back, just no, you don't, you're irresponsible being. But from there, because this is my day off, by the way, so I just have like a very minute bit of time to get everything I need to get done for the household done. And then I can pass out. But I'm driving him around, and he's like, oh, no, I did not know you were married this whole time. You have all the kids. Oh, I am going to get shot. And then he found out that I had a white man. Oh, no, please let me out the car right now.
The fuck?
What? He's scared.
Wait,
he's
didn't
scared
want to drive
life.
You because you were married to a white man?
Oh, he was just scared. It terrified him. It just terrified the crap out of him. And bear in mind, he's very nice. He was a chemistry teacher, you know, he just needed a ride. Anyway, so he's like, no, I can't take you no more further. I'm saying, I'm driving, bitch. I'm the one driving. What do you mean you can't take me no further? You're kind of long for the ride. And needless to say, he's cooking beans. I'm in his kitchen. And I refuse to leave.
That's amazing. It's an amazing story.
All right.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm soaking wet right now. From the whole
Mr. Isaac, can I have something to drink? Thank you.
So we're just about to start. We're just about to start a game, Christy. But I figured we talk real quick about the. I don't know if you guys saw, but Christy posted a video on the page, which I'd actually seen a few times. Basically, like a free hugs movement guy went to Bernie Sanders rallies and went to Trump rallies.
Trump
and
rally.
Of course, the Trump rally people were basically like, fuck you, don't touch me.
A response, yeah.
Yes. Which, I mean, like, I liked that video a lot, but at the same time, like, it doesn't surprise me even a little bit.
No.
There's nothing revolutionary about that video. Literally, I could have told you, and the guy was black, too, that was doing it, which is, I mean, you're doomed to fail at a Trump rally if you're a black guy trying to hug you.
Thank you. Where's your ashtray, Mr. Isaac?
What? Are you smoking weed in his house?
Yeah, I think she's got
cigarette.
A roast burn right now.
Cigarette. Thank you.
All right, so here's the game that we're going to play. You've played this before. It's called What's the Worst Thing to Say in a Certain Scenario? And the scenario that we've got going on right now is a first date.
First date.
Okay, first date. I haven't been on a date in a long, long time.
Date. Yeah, I was going to say, are these things that you can, like, realistically say on a date? Or
no.
Just things that, okay, just saying. Cause,
it doesn't matter.
We've all had our moments.
Okay. Okay,
I gotta go
date.
Drop a deuce.
The rock saying it doesn't matter what you think. That's what I need
to
clip of that.
Okay.
I gotta take a shit.
First date. I can do this.
I gotta take a shit. Okay.
That's what I would say.
First date.
Wait. So do you actually have to take a shit, or is that one of your endings?
A boat.
I hope not.
How about you're really pretty. I can't wait to go home and masturbate to you.
Nice.
Lord.
That's
no.
good.
Thank you.
That's not a good thing to say. Definitely. How about if we decide to go anyplace else, I have to kind of warn the neighborhood that I'm going to be there.
I have to check in. I have to check in my radius.
I didn't bring any condoms, did you?
Do you charge by the hour?
Oh, shit.
Or even to attack on to Louis, how about I didn't bring any condoms, so you don't mind doing it raw, do you?
I think that'll be even better.
How do you feel about anal?
Are you anal adjacent? I don't know what. Where's my glasses, Mr. Isaac? What happened to my glasses?
Jesus Christ, Mr. Isaac is now a new character on the show. Shout out to Mr. Isaac, because apparently you're part of the show now, Mr. Isaac.
He's cooking beans. He had me chopping onions and chopping meat for his beans. He wants me to cook for him. He just wants me to keep him company. He tells me I smoke too much, but yet he lets me smoke in his house. Yeah, he's cool. Actually, I do know him. His brother was a tow truck driver in his town, and he was a professor at Columbia College, but he died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks. Was Mr. Isaac ever a bartender on a boat?
No.
Is he related?
Mr. Isaac.
on a love boat?
Wait, quick question. Is he related to Mr. Wendell?
Nobody is outside your house, Mr. Isaac.
All right, let's just
I know you're from Africa. What part of Africa? Kenya. Okay. Mr.
How do you mute Christy?
Mr. Isaac.
I'm going to mute her.
Oh, don't mute her.
No, I see. Here's what I want. I want Christy to get off the show, and I want Mr. Isaac to get on the show.
I think one of the worst things you can say on a first date is, I'm from Africa.
No, it's not.
No. What are you trying to say? Everybody from Africa has AIDS? Meg.
He's from Kenya. He's from Kenya. And
okay, how about...
He's a retired chemistry teacher. What grade did you teach?
Yeah, I know. You told us that already. Have you had anything to drink today?
All of them. Okay.
All of them. 12.
All of them.
Old. I thought he said old.
Chemistry.
I taught old grade.
Thank
you. So how about are you allergic to chloroform?
Are you allergic to chloroform, Mr. Isaac?
Yeah.
Are you allergic to chloroform?
Oh,
no.
Now we're asking. I thought we were playing the game, but if we're going to be asking
Mr.
Isaac.
No, we're just asking Mr. Isaac the question, the band aid question.
Yeah, ask
him
if he knows
Mr.
Mr. Wendell, Christy.
Do you know Mr. Wendell? No, he does not.
Does he have stoplights in Africa?
I don't know that new nigga either, Mr. Isaac.
Does he know Mr. Jones?
These are my friends from New York. They're asking you questions because they like you. They need
your first name, Chris,
okay.
And are you a songwriter?
Are you a songwriter, Mr. Isaac? Oh, shit. Oh, you're...
I don't want to fall in love.
Okay, no more questions. You're welcome.
Damn it, I had a really good one, too.
He had good questions. What do you think about Trump?
No, that's not a good question.
No.
Fuck him. Fuck him. You're
I
him.
Think
fuck
Christy
him.
Is in some random house with some random African, and that's not, like, surprising to us.
Mm. I wanted to know if he was patient zero for eight. That's all I want to know.
No.
I know you can't even joke about AIDS with Africans because it's such a fucking problem there. Like
no.
It's not even
No. Mm-mm.
That AIDS, huh? What is it?
Mm. Yeah, it's not funny there yet.
No, it's
ask
not
him,
my man.
Ask him if he knows what lion tastes like.
Have you no. Did you go to the mall?
How about giraffe? I think giraffe is a little better question.
Have you been to the mall?
That's a shitty question. Have you been to the mall?
I refuse. I refuse
I got a question. What did
you
eat for breakfast?
What did you have for breakfast, Mr. Isaac? You didn't have any breakfast? That's why I need to come over here more. I got to cook for you. No. Fine. I ain't got time.
I feel like I have completely lost control of the show.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused.
I feel like I'm in Mr. Isaac's house right now.
That's why you are so skinny, Mr. Isaac. You need to eat. Stop drinking. You drink your calories.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to a different scenario. Mr. Isaac
is
yielding.
Let's go to another topic. I'm outside the house anyway. He's cooking.
Okay, worst things to say on a first date. Nobody else has got anything else?
Something along the lines of my balls are stuck to my inner thighs.
No.
See, I feel like a lot of these statements could be bad statements regardless of the scenario. I have a feeling
you look
a lot
like my mother.
Answers.
It doesn't matter.
Ooh, that's
man.
A good one.
Just say them. Don't think too much about it.
I got
that's
one. I got
one.
One. Do you kiss
one,
like my mother? Do you kiss like my mother?
Wow. That would be particularly interesting coming from you, Christy.
Your feet are too small to crush my balls.
You
are automatically disqualified.
I was like, is your feet too small? That's weird. But, oh, to crush my balls. Okay. Yeah. No,
yeah. That's good.
What about,
okay.
What about, I hope you have cash on you?
Let's see.
I left my wallet.
How about, will you marry me?
Yeah, I love you.
How much porn do you watch on a daily basis?
Your mouth
what's
looks like a
you've ever
category?
Jerked off to? What's the weirdest thing you've ever cranked off to? That would be a good first question.
What's your favorite porn category?
No, that's no. I you know what? I have asked women that on first dates before.
Well, yeah.
All right. It depends on the girl. Like, if you know the girl well and you're just like going out like as a real date for the first time, like I'll ask that question. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he asked my mom that.
Yeah,
I did. Actually, if I'm honest, your mom asked me that.
No, the worst first date thing, I mean, there's tons of it. I mean, you can go on and on forever. Like,
that's kind of the point.
You
know? No head, no date. Okay. Well, there's tons of shit you can say, but we want them to be funny, Christy Peterson.
Well, they all can be funny.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got worst thing to say on a first date. Hi, I'm Lou Camacho.
There you go.
No.
Do you go down on other chicks?
Do you go down on other chicks? That's a great question for a first. As a matter of fact,
I
would ask on the first date.
A legitimate question. Do you go down on other chicks? Yeah. Like,
no, I wouldn't even say it like that. I'd sit down and be like, look, before we get any further, I need to know, do you go down on other chicks? No? Okay. Sorry for wasting your time.
How many anal beads is too many?
If you have to ask, then you're an amateur.
See, Mick, that's a great one for the next topic, which would
I think is better is not the, you know, first dates, worst first dates question is better is like the next follow up, like you ain't ready. The you ain't ready answer. You know what I mean? You ain't ready.
Yeah, that was Mick's answer would fit particularly well into the next category of worst thing to say.
Like the you ain't ready answer is, can we wrap this up? I got to put the kids on the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Which would be, okay, I keep trying to get to the next topic. That's all I'm trying to do.
Get ready.
Worst things to say.
Wrap it
worst
up.
Things to say.
Kids going on the bus. Hot pockets going in the oven. Hurry up.
Holy shit.
These carnation milk breakfasts ain't going to drink themselves. Let's go.
The fuck are you on, bitch?
I'm just hearing hot pockets and carnation milk.
I'm just trying to think of the white trashiest worst scenario for a kid to go on the bus, you know, and their mom's a whore. That's all that is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's all. You want to go to the gutter, you know, worst case scenario, the end. You want to blow this show up, let's blow it up. We can go. Because we've devolved to, like, fucking you know, all this. I have an African cooking beans for me, you know, that's all.
Yo, Chrissy, can I get some of that shit? Yeah. What are you doing right now? Because I want some
nothing.
Of that's the worst things to say to a kindergarten is what the next topic was going to be. Which I thought mix how many anal beads are too many.
That would be good.
Was good.
Let's see. Worst thing to say to a kindergarten is
yes.
How many grams is in a kilo, kids?
Yeah. Definitely.
How come mommy doesn't let me wrestle with her anymore?
When DSS asks you where you got that mark, you say you fell. You fell on a rake and got punched in the face repeatedly down the stairs.
Louis, still with us. Louis. Lou Camacho.
I think Louis died.
Lou.
Where on the doll did he touch you, honey?
That's a good one.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Lou.
Okay.
Lou's
not
dead.
Too young to plead the fifth.
How about
you're not too young to plead the fifth. Just say fifth. You can count it. It's on five fingers, honey. Fifth.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Exactly.
Everybody,
okay.
Has everybody seen a grown man's penis?
What? That's too real, honey. That's too real.
That's too real? Chrissy, what kind of fucking kindergarten did you go to?
See, black people kindergarten is different from white people kindergarten. We grow up
apparently.
Real, we grow up real.
No,
real.
But I mean, it's not about black people or white people. It's about what fucking kindergarten did Christy Peterson go to where dudes were pulling their dicks out?
Honey, I was
grown dudes. That's just like other little
listen
kids.
Listen to me. Honestly, this is just a warped mind. I went to a normalized kindergarten. I was in private school, by the way, so none of that shit went down.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a normal, you know, kindergarten experience.
So you've never, so as a kindergarten student, you didn't, no grown man came into your kindergarten and pulled their willy out?
No, honey.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
Thank God.
I was probably one of three black students.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me too.
Good for you. Good for you.
There were like four of them, and I was one of them.
Okay, I'm glad you identify as black.
Identify as a black woman.
Good for
angry
you,
black woman.
Good for you.
I'm. That's right. We can be whatever we want in this society. I wanted to be a sassy black woman.
Good for you. It's fun.
Well, like,
I think
like
I'll
like
tell
like
you right
funny,
now.
Sassy,
it's fun.
Or like an angry,
it's fun.
Sassy.
It's fun. You get to do whatever the fuck you want.
I know. I kind of want that.
You know.
Chrissy, maybe you can mentor me because I don't think I have it completely down because I'm just like an asshole about shit. And I know
you
that's not
be like
what
the, do you want to be like the funny sassy or like the bitchy sassy?
Right. I do want to be like the funny sassy black woman.
Well, yeah, like the
get
TV
ready.
Show,
get ready
woman.
For everyone wanting to fuck you. I don't know if you're ready.
Oh, please, that happens already.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, then you got it down. Then you already know. Then you already know.
And when they come up to me, I'm like, honey,
you can't. You can't handle this child.
You can't handle. You can't have none of this.
None of this. Not all this butter.
This butter ain't for you, honey.
You can't spread these thighs.
You can't have all this good, good.
Not all this good, good. Not up all up in this. You got it. Mike, you're a black woman already. Good for you. Good for you. Just good for you.
I knew it. I knew it. It's the hard part is coming out to my parents, though. I don't know how I'm going to tell them that.
Can
we change your name to
Mikeisha? They already know because they ain't got to be told. All right? Bitch, you ain't telling them nothing new. You better fishy up
breakfast.
That walk. Let all that jelly roll.
Changing your name to Mikeisha.
Must be jelly because jam don't move like that, bitch.
That's right. Sure. Oh, shit. They're coming.
They're coming, yep.
Mike
but a high
Garvey. Listen, Mike
Garvey.
You need to change your thing to Mike Garvey, proud black woman.
Well, I posted a notice on Facebook like I think it was like 6 months ago now that I decided I'm going to identify as a sassy black woman. That's my new thing. That's who I am now. And everybody's just gotta get in line.
Random African houses.
If motherfuckers can still have a dick and go into the women's bathroom, I can be a sassy black woman. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you. I agree.
I'm not going to tell you no.
I'm not going to tell you no. I'm just going to laugh when you do it and get your ass beat.
Okay.
You're giving me the bronchitis up in here. I got bronchitis.
You're welcome.
Now, see, if you got the itis, then you can.
Well, see, Christy is our current ambassador to the black community. So,
you're welcome.
What she says, that's right. So we take what she says very seriously.
Mhm. Oh no, he didn't. He locked me out.
Mr. Isaac locked you out?
Yes.
Mr. Wendell locked you out? You got to start singing at him. Mr. Wendell.
Yeah,
Mr. Wendell. Yeah, Lord.
I just want to see what you did.
Okay,
oh,
so
you put
Mick,
the potatoes
sure can,
in it.
Mick, I'm sure you can find more worse things to say in a kindergarten or to a kindergarten. Okay, worst things to say to your parents.
Call me little. Bye.
Worst things to say to your parents. Oh my God, I've probably said a million of them already.
Mom, Mick and I are in love.
No, that's not the worst. Because people are used
to
gay kids
now. Not to my parents.
It's not.
It's not really about being gay. It's more that it's Mick.
True, yeah, fair point.
What happened to Louie?
Let's see. I don't know what the worst thing you can say to your parents. Maybe,
How about...
Mom, I know you and Dad ain't together, you know, or you ain't fucking, I don't know, there's not, I've said the worst to my parents. I say it on a normal basis, like, Mom, I know I'm a disappointment, the end. What? Bitch, you want margaritas?
I think she wants some.
You
want
to go to Kohl's? Kohl's? You want to go to Kohl's?
Hot
there's
Pockets.
Like a, you know,
she needs Hot Pockets and Carnation
Hot Pockets
milk.
And Carnation milk.
No, it's like, bitch, you want to go to Kohl's? I got a coupon. 15 off of 30. Let's go. You want sandals? You want an Oxford? What the fuck do you want, bitch? Nothing? All right. Bye. See you all Christmas.
Wait, so is that things that you would say to your mom, or are you actually having a conversation with her right now?
She's on
she
a...
Louie's
ball.
Back! Lou, what happened to you?
What happened? Everybody fell off?
You were gone.
What happened?
You were gone
for like 20 minutes, dude.
Really? Was it that long?
I don't know if it was 20, but it was a while.
It was a while. It was like 10 minutes at least.
All right, good.
Yeah, are you okay? Something happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of drinks. I fell asleep to your boring stories. So.
I'm sober, bitch. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah, well, that's a marker of a great show, when one of the hosts falls asleep during it.
I woke up, I didn't even know where I was. I was like, oh, what am I doing?
Bitch, I woke up like this.
Louis just woke up and literally started laughing as if somebody had said something funny. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm still in the show.
I woke up.
I hope you didn't wake up like that.
I did. Every day.
I did.
I wake up crunk.
You sound like you're crunk.
Which one are we on now? Your mom's?
I'm always turned up to 90.
Worst thing to say to your parents. Worst thing to say to your parents.
Is this a funeral or are we going to turn up, bitch? That's what you say to
your
mom.
I thought we turned it up pretty high. Are you talking to us? I don't even know.
Yeah, like on, that's what you say on first Sunday, because around here on first Sunday, there's church moms, like 80-year-old lady, and she's the church mother, right? You know what I'm saying? She wears the white,
hat.
Okay.
So that's what you would say to her in a church on Sunday.
Turn up, bitch.
Yeah, that's good.
How about the cops are going to ask a lot of questions, but I did not write.
Do not believe what you're about to hear on the news. Yeah.
Mama,
or maybe what would be worse would be do believe what you're about to hear on the news.
Mom, remember when the insurance man showed up and you did your thing and I didn't say nothing? Well, just hold this for a minute.
I'm drawing a blank on this one. Let's go to a different one.
How about I want to watch you guys have sex?
Yeah.
No, you are telling too much about yourself, sir. You need to stop that. You on the internet. You need to cut that shit out.
You're right.
This shit is forever. You going to go down saying that shit? No. Even if it's a joke, don't say that shit no more.
Or how about you guys want to watch me have sex?
Yeah.
That's even better. Mom, you gotta see this chick I banged the other day.
I think anything along those lines.
Hi, I got another one. I got one more for this topic. Hi, my name is Lou Camacho.
That's Voldemort. That's a name you should not speak. That is
shot
a name.
Fired.
We don't even say that name no more.
The only reason I said that again is there's two reasons. One, I wanted to beat the horse dead, and the other is I wanted to keep Lou somewhat interested in the conversation so he doesn't fall asleep.
Before he falls asleep again.
How about something that
Louis, thanks for stepping up to the plate today, man. We all love you.
You got it, man.
Fuck you,
appreciate,
Lou.
Appreciate you.
Love you, buddy.
How long was that out for? Jesus.
It was like a good 10 minutes.
It was like a good 10 minutes, too.
He missed
of
Mr. Isaac. He missed all of Mr. Isaac.
Actually, I think on his part, I think it was a defense mechanism on his part for Mr. Isaac. I wanted to go to sleep, too.
Shut the fuck up.